The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting from the World Wide Web, it's Big Fat Winners Radio.
Welcome back. Tuesday, August 2nd. Can you believe that? We are at August 2nd. Big Fat Winners Live, sitting across from the edge. Remember to subscribe, download, anywhere you listen to your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, anywhere you listen to them, subscribe and download, spread the word. Also follow us at Big Fat Winner or follow The Edge at The Edge Bet. What is up? What's up? What's up?
New month, and we'll have football every month for 6-7 months now, and I can't wait.
Oh, it's here now, baby. We have preseason this Thursday night to kick it off. Then the following week, which is the Hall of Fame game, you have the Raiders versus the Jaguars Thursday night. That's crazy. It comes, you know, when they start training camp, it just comes quick, doesn't it? It's like, bang.
Oh, the injuries come quick too. James Washington for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Slated to be, hey, a lot of people sleep. Slated to be the second receiver this year for a little bit with Gallupert, but out for the year most likely.
Yeah, they do. They come fast and furious. That's why I think, like I said, we didn't talk about this last week. I might have talked about it on Picking Fatties, but I think that you're going to see this year, we've been creeping to it towards it every year, where you see none of the starters play. Rams kind of started it years ago, because before in preseason, if you think about it, and then we'll get into the Browns situation that came down today, so that'll be an interesting because I think you and I are on opposite sides on that, but we'll see. But with preseason, for when I was growing up, it would, you know, they had four games, but it, you know, the starters would play the first series of week one, then they'd pull them, then they might play a little bit in week two, then they'd pull them, right? Maybe a series and a half or a quarter, maybe a first quarter. They'd probably play a series in the first game of quarter. Game three was the big dog, though, right? They'd play a full.
Yeah, half. But that was when the schedule. Being longer is a big part, and also the other thing with the schedule being extended, they also decrease the amount of practices that you can hit and all those different things. That's a big part of why I think teams don't really, you know, go at, because I believe in the practices, they're going harder than ever on the days that they are hitting, and they are going 11 on 11 and 7 on 7. So you're getting enough right there with your starters. It's not worth the risk. And you need the depth more than ever long term. So guys that you might not even sign, you might not even get on your practice squad, but you need to know, hey, in a pinch, is this somebody worth calling if I'm really desperate or whatever? So it's way more valuable to do what the teams do, which is don't start the starters. The starters are starters for a reason.
I agree. I'm saying how the game has changed. And then all of a sudden the Rams did it where they said, hey, we're not playing any starters a few years ago. And now I believe this year you might not see any starters play almost –
at all.
You'll see Trevor Lawrence play a little bit. You'll see some, but
it's not going to be anything like.
It's nothing like it used to be.
No.
Now that leads to week one, right? When before in week one, you know, you're not going to have a clue on these week one lines how these teams will come out. The guys don't hit; they don't tackle the same.
No, right? I think the worst thing to do week one is to take some of these points or take some of these favorites. You know. To me, it's a money line type of week. I am not into lines necessarily in week one. I don't my mind as a gambler, and that's part of the strategy, is I want to look for money lines that I see value in week one, not spreads, because it's too unpredictable.
That might be good on as far as
ton of underdogs to win. And the favorites you feel good about probably won't cover, but they might win. You know, your favorites, they might not win by 10. They might not win by whatever that spread needs to be, you know, a full touchdown or whatever, but they might win the game. And you look back and you say, I should have money lined them.
Yeah, I mean, money line, especially, you know, if the game, as long as you can get them under, I mean, I think anything under 125, something like
that. I think most guys do the same thing every week for 20 weeks. They either do parlays, they do whatever they do. You know, they go through phases, but there's never any real thought behind it. It's more of a, what do I feel best about? What am I having the most fun with? And that's fine. You know, that's more the kind of the strategy we'll talk about. But I'm excited to get into the Browns because
– oh, hell yeah.
It's just – I mean, the biggest story – what else is bigger in football right now?
Nothing. Six games. Now, I heard today that, you know, it hasn't come down from the NFL yet. So what if it's 10? I mean, I think the NFL should.
No,
should
be. To me, listen. When it came out to me, it was.
Think that's a done deal?
Oh, I thought it was the biggest bomb of the offseason. What's bigger than that?
No. I'm saying, do you think six games will be what the NFL?
Yeah.
You do.
Yes. Isn't it a female decision making ex judge that?
Yeah. Oh, I understand her decision. Okay. I'm saying the NFL hasn't officially ruled on it yet.
Yeah, but the NFL appointed her to make the decision.
Because six games, I'll be honest, six games, way better than 10, which people were talking about, obviously, better than eight.
But why would anybody speculate out there? And this is, again, why I like our show, not every other show. You can listen to every other show that says the same thing over and over, or you can listen to us. It's a female judge that they appointed, you know, previous. She used to be a judge, plenty of experience, to make the decision. She made the decision. Deshaun has the right to appeal. If he appeals, in my opinion, he's an idiot. But
there's appeal. No way.
That's up to – okay, but it's up to him. At that point, why would the NFL come out and say, you know what, we were wrong? I mean, you can't – a joke to most people. And it's not just because of one thing or the other.
It goes six. Let's assume he goes six. So you wanted to get into it and break it down. What is six do now? Six, you guess what? His seventh game coming back, Baltimore Ravens at Baltimore. That's how that'll go.
I know, but I don't look at that. I don't care about that. You know, this isn't the time of year for me. Like, again, like other shows and other people will, and they care about, what a great matchup. I mean, from a fan perspective, yeah, but this is a gambling show. We're trying to make money. To me, the money play was all along. Take a risk on Browns team total over Browns, you know, big shot division winner, conference winner, you know, big future bets like that, because there was more upside to now like this happening where it's six games than there was downside for them to say he was suspended for the year. Because even if he's suspended for the year, you have no shot at those big futures, but you still could maybe grasp and hit your team total over or whatever. But now, if you hold those tickets, you have serious value because Deshaun Watson's going to ball out and they're going to be a contender, not just in the AFC, in the NFL.
I don't know if I love him this year. He will have been out 23 games because he didn't play last year. I'm not saying he won't. I'm not saying he won't.
What are you saying? No. What are you saying?
I'm saying I don't know that I think it's going to take him a year. This year, I'm not saying they won't.
I can see that.
I'm not saying they won't.
Guess who will? Here's you know what? Fun thing to talk about. He will play a ton in the preseason. Lock. LOCK.
Well, you know, because the people, what people don't know is he's allowed to play the whole preseason. Bingo. So if I was the Browns, I mean, I know there's the injury factor, but the heck with that. If I'm the
injury factor, are you kidding me? I'd play him more than
I'd play him the whole time.
Other coaches and GMs and the owner all said, hey, we want to play him this many snaps, I'd probably play him 25% more than that as the head coach because my ass is on the line. Period. If you're Stefanski, you can't lose with Deshaun Watson for 2 years because Deshaun Watson is going to be there for 4, 5, 6 years. And they're going to give him another coach to work with, but they're definitely going to blame you if you don't pan out these next 2 years. Not 1 year, Scott. If they skip, if they have a over 10 games with him this year and then a full year next year, and they don't have success, right? He's gone.
Now, let's look at their schedule coming out the first six. They're at the Panthers. That's a game they should be able to win, right?
No, I'm just saying. How about this? I'm going to give them 1-5 going into this.
No.
Oh, yeah. Just blind. No. Blind. Because that's the worst case scenario, right?
You don't think they can win at the Falcons?
They could definitely win against the Panthers, versus the Jets, or the Falcons.
Right.
But they're going to lose to the Chargers, the Patriots, and the Steelers, most likely. I mean, but honestly, even against the Steelers, I think, the Browns being at home, it's a night game. You know, they could definitely pull that one off. But, okay, so they're going to be somewhere between probably 3-2 and 1-4 at that point, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, no, you're looking at 1-5 to maybe 3-3 at best.
I think 3-3 is where they're going to be, possibly. I think 3-3 is where they're going to be. Now, the one thing that is true about Deshaun in his career, and we talked about this also on Picking Fatties, is as you get into the year with the weather, he's not really been a cold. Oh, come on. That affected Baker Mayfield.
Let's never do that again. I hate that. I don't like when, why? Like, you know how dumb I feel looking at December 24th with the Browns?
I'm not saying.
No, I'm just trying to kind of look into the future, and it's just. Do you think the Browns are going to be contenders with Watson or not?
This year, I would think that the contenders, absolutely less than a 0%. No, they will not be contenders this year. No way. Now, can they make the playoffs? Now, if that's what you're considering a contender, if you get him for 11 games and he comes in and goes 7-4.
Okay.
But
once they make the playoffs, hypothetically, are they not a contender though when they have guys?
Okay, so you're asking me, I'm asking you when you say contender,
AFC, right? The Bengals were a contender last year. They're
Bengals,
kind of the Bengals to me this year, in my mind.
Okay, you're asking me. I don't think that the Browns will get, they might make the playoffs, maybe not. I don't think they're going to get to the Super Bowl, no, like the Bengals did. Absolutely not this year. I really don't even think next year, because
I was going to ask you next.
I don't think Deshaun's that great. I'm sorry.
Okay, so it's good. All on the quarterback.
With the Browns, no, they have one of the best running backs in.
No, what I mean, that's my point, is where else are they weak at to you? Because to me, when I look at their roster, it's hard for me to see, okay, a lot of people are going to say receiver, but if Amari Cooper does what he did at Dallas and is a number one receiver just for this year.
Here's where they're weak. You ready? They have a very hard time keeping their running backs healthy.
But they got three of them.
I understand that. I mean, it seems like they get some bad luck in the. I mean,
you know where they get bad luck is they drafted your boy Baker. That's where they got bad luck. They had Skippy for the GM, and they said, "Oh, let me take the short kid with the popcorn arm." Ooh.
I think you're crazy. I think you're. He still didn't do Baker again. He wasn't going to be lead him to the Super Bowl, but he did. He got him to the playoffs a couple years ago.
He got carried to the playoffs because this roster that the Browns have is beyond. I mean, they're one of the most talented in the league. I mean, you can go up and down their entire roster.
So what's your prediction for the Browns this year is?
Oh, easy playoff. All team total over in the playoffs. Contender to be winning the AFC, possibly the Super Bowl, but I think they're going to be right in it with the AFC. I think the big three teams for me are them, the Chargers, and the Colts. Those are my big three teams in the AFC, and that's being honest. The rest are kind of irrelevant to me. Those are my big three.
So Chiefs, irrelevant. Buffalo, irrelevant. Okay. Bengals, irrelevant.
All three. Ravens. This year, I just don't feel it on any of them.
Ravens.
No.
Irrelevant. Okay.
I just think those teams you just mentioned have had enough – luck. There's some luck involved. Like the Chiefs, I love Mahomes. I think he's the best player in the world, all that. But he's been pretty damn dominant. I mean, I just think, you know, and with the Bills, all they do is come up short. And I think this year they're going to come up short because they know their year was truly last year. They know that, Skip. You know that. You know it.
No, they I'll disagree with you there for sure. I think in the Bills camp right now as we speak, I'm just telling you, I've been hearing and I've been watching.
Well, of course, dude, this is the cheerleader part of the year. But when it comes down to the clutch moments at the end of the year, when they turn around, they hand that ball off to another poopy running back, I will look at you and I'll say, they couldn't do it again because their chance was last year. And I just think that things will go wrong. And you know what? Next year, love them. But I don't like them this year.
I will agree with you in this respect.
Just to win the Super Bowl.
If McDermott doesn't get them to the Super Bowl this year, I don't know if they'll win it. I agree with you from what you said. If he doesn't get them there, they're in trouble.
Right. I just don't think they're going to get to the Super Bowl. Does that mean they won't? I just don't think they're going to get there. And I really don't think they're going to win the NFC. Or I mean, the AFC. So, yeah, they're not going to make it to the Super Bowl at all. So, even the AFC Championship, I'll be surprised they make it to. I really do.
Okay. Well, obviously, we'll see how that plays out. I kind of tend to disagree with you on that.
Well, the playoff matchups matter. I mean, if the wild card is Colts and Cleveland, you know, it just depends. If one of my, you know, when you have three teams like that, if two of them play one another, whatever. But those are my three teams that I really like going into the season from the AFC. My top three.
So let's move on to – so tell me this. You got back last week. How are things going for you back at home?
Well – as you can see, same as last week. Nothing's changed. Just whirlwind.
What's the weather?
Good thing the real estate market's not crashing.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. We can't even talk about that. What about how's the weather? It's been hotter than Baltimore.
Real feel 108 degrees. It's like we're in the middle of Arkansas. We were passing through, coming from Colorado, stopped in Arkansas. We were like, wow, how can anybody live here? As soon as we get home, it's 103, 104. I mean, it's crazy. The real feel is all that matters too.
No, I meant to tell people this last week, so I got to tell them this. So we go to pick up the U-Haul, right? This is funny. We go to pick up the U-Haul, and you tell me. Now, people, he's never driven a U-Haul ever in his life. Now, what's scary is when you're on the road with people that are driving a U-Haul, you just kind of take for granted that they know what the fuck they're doing. Oh. And you know what's funny? Not only that, then you tell me, so we get in the parking lot and there's this teeny, teeny little thing, little U-Haul. And he's like, hey, you think that's mine? I'm like, nope. But that one next to it is, big dog is. And he's like, oh shit. Then he says, well, you know, I'm pulling my car home on the back of that. And since the girl comes out to show him, and I'm like, well, where's it? So she's like, yeah, it'll go back to about, it's about 60 feet long in all, or 40 feet all in all. Now, when we pull out of the parking lot, I'm driving separately. He's driving the U-Haul, right?
Oh,
do you remember how you took the corners?
No, don't. Hey, don't turn this into a different story. What really? We almost had a legitimate crash within
right out of 3 minutes.
Oh, it was right within 3 minutes of pulling out of the U-Haul place.
Yeah, because people, it's funny. People don't understand when you're driving. They give you no room. And they were zoomed. They were flying around you left and right. I mean, you almost had an accident. But can you imagine now that you did do that, driving, pulling your car and driving home? What a shit show that would have been. I don't believe you would have made it.
The money that I spent that you convinced me to spend to pay to ship the car instead of, it was so worth it. Hey, how about when Skippy Boy calls me and says, hey man, these people picking it, because I had to leave my car because it was last minute. Skippy said, you're a dead man if you drive that car.
Oh yeah, I said, you can't drive that.
And so Skippy's got to wait behind and we ship it and he's got the people showing up. He's like, man, these people seem shady. Are you sure you want to give them your car? Because I think they're going to sell it for parts. I mean, that feels great when you're driving across the country.
Well,
I still haven't recovered. Look, it's only been – she's had – my wife has immediately – before we can even get the plates in the cabinets, she's got friends. We got 10 people now. She's got friends. I love them. They're here. Dude, they've been here for 4 days out of the five days we've been home. Whatever. It's lunacy. Air mattresses everywhere. Look at how tired I look. Beach. Dude. Look how red I am. It's incredible.
Crazy.
It's incredible.
Can't have it. Can't have
– no. Here's what – this is how the house is. Oh, no, it's a double. It's a double. It's crazy.
Do they have kids too?
I've been looking forward to this. Not that I love her friends. I've loved being, but you know, when people are on vacation, Josh, you're on vacation and the market's crashing. You're like, I don't want to go to work. So you just stay up all night and then you're at the beach all day. And then you get here and you look like caca. You look like shit. Poop-a-loop. And you say, you know what? Let's pick fatties. I'm ready for some lines, baby. Let's
get into some lines a little more. One guy did ask me this. He said, and then we'll move on to lines. He said he's never made a wager and he doesn't know how to do it. So what does he do? So my advice to him is just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
How
just
about don't that? Do it. Listen to the
no
show.
Good that comes from.
Yeah, there's going to be no good. Just listen to the show. Love the show. And that's my strategy talk for him. Don't.
Yeah. And I would say this, if you don't want to get on a plane and go to Vegas yourself and actually walk into a sports book and put the money that you want to put on the game, probably shouldn't bet it because it's really not worth it to you. If you jump on a plane and you fly and you place a bet and then you fly back, well, then it was probably worth it to you. But that's a good way to judge should you even place a bet.
Hey, before we get into the lines, I've got to get your take on this, on the pretty cool article from
Pro Football Focus. Love
Football Focus. Yeah.
So, I really don't love them all the time, but I like their info. I don't think that their info is the end all be all, but I do like it.
Well, what I want to look at, because you and I got to discuss this, because I totally don't agree. What position do you want to look at? So they
rank. Well, we got to go to quarterback immediately. Yeah, first thing.
Pro Football, and we'll break some of these down each week, but we just have time.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To do quarterbacks tonight, and we'll move on. We'll move on.
Think tonight all we're doing is we got another 20 minutes of nothing but breaking this article down, which is every position's top 25 players. And I love the way they do it. It's a really good article because they break it down into quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, offensive tackle, interior offensive line. Then you got defensive line, edge defender, which is could be outside, you know, whatever it is. Off-ball linebackers, cornerback, safety. Now, that's how you break down football in 2022.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm looking at the quarterbacks. Number three, they must have been smoking some crack before they put this one out. To be honest with you. Well, you're going to tell me number three. You're going to say Spencer Rattler's better than C.J. Stroud at Ohio State? Come on, man.
It's.
Tell me what you think of this. I'm asking you.
Well,
it's hard.
I just keep looking at it because it's. I want to say how bad
Dylan Gabriel's better than Clayton Tune and Devin Leary. Dylan Gabriel, who's often injured as it is.
Well, it's just a weird list because some of my guys get love and then a lot of my guys don't. But the ones that they love.
How about Malik Cunningham, your boy, all the way down at 14 in the country?
Oh, I couldn't wait to talk about that. How about KJ Jefferson down at 26? Now, that's felonious. Hendon Hooker at 23. I mean,
not 23 quarterbacks better than Hooker in college football.
Oh, no way. And then the only thing that I don't like in this entire article is this number 22 for quarterbacks. They just list all three LSU quarterbacks. Not knowing who's playing, that just messes up the entire list. But yeah, there's a ton of errors. I mean, to have Caleb Williams second and Spencer Rattler third is crazy. You would, to me, it's Stroud one, Young two, and then I'm going McCall three, Brennan Armstrong four, and kind of go from there. I'll tell you one thing, I can tell you who would be in my top 10 is Hendon Hooker and KJ Jefferson. Anthony Richardson at 30 is insanity.
And for probably, some guys, I probably would have Clayton Tune and Malik in the top 10. Give me Malik Cunningham and
love Malik.
And Clayton Tune, both over Slovis. Slovis hasn't proven squat.
No, all he's done is let me down. It's easy for me to go through and just cross off guys off the list.
Shocking. I will say this. I love Armstrong at 7 because I like him. Your boy's in there at 6. I'm very surprised that they have Hartman for Wake Forest.
Love Hartman. 5.
I know you love him, but I don't at all.
They preface it by saying this isn't based on pro potential. I think Hartman's got a chance in the pros. Well, and some of these other guys,
I think 4 or 5 of these quarterbacks in the ACC will get drafted. I don't know how high, but Hartman's probably
4.
3 or 4.
Dropping bombs. Hey, I think it's the best. I think I've already said this, but just to reiterate, I think it's the best quarterback top to bottom, you know, depth wise. Now, not this list. I would not have my list would look. I'll actually tweet out a list. My list would look a lot different, but just from top to bottom, this is the most talented quarterback year I can remember in a long time.
In the ACC.
No. In college football. Like if you look at last year's and the year before, and there's some years in there, like last year too. I didn't think last year's was great overall, top to bottom, because some of these guys are younger. You know, going into the year, I wasn't sure about some of these guys, and you know, the way it played out. You know, and I wasn't big on Ritter and some of these guys that were kind of getting more spotlight than, you know. Like, I think a lot of these quarterbacks are better than Ritter and some of the guys that graduated last year. Like the kid in Nevada. You know, so Carson Strong, you know, I didn't like really any of those guys.
What do you think about, what about O'Connell for Purdue?
Oh, he's one of the ones that I think is right where he should be. He should be right about 15. I don't think Will Rogers should be that high. I don't think Quinn Ewers should be that high. Will Levis shouldn't be that high. Tanner Mordecai shouldn't be that high.
It's funny with Levis at Kentucky because he's not a great passer at all. I mean, he's kind of like he kind of gets behind the line and he'll run the ball. I mean, he's
not a top 20 quarterback. How about that?
No,
that's all you really need to say about him.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
There's no way, man. Are you kidding me? There's so many guys on here.
I don't think Will Rogers at Mississippi State is. He's a turnover machine in the big games.
I don't like him at all. Not as far as top 20, top 25. No,
you love your boy Caleb Williams, though, don't you?
No, not that high. No.
Oh. I thought, no, but you love
him. I really don't. I think in the playoffs they'll get pounded because of him. But they'll go undefeated and make it to the playoffs. But I think they'll get – and you've already said sometimes, well, what if he makes some bad decisions? I think they'll overcome it because of how good they are.
Yeah, they have – again, they're
tough. Think about Oklahoma. When Raleigh's had runs, what did he do? Did he have a clean sail into the playoffs ever or to a – no, it's always – he has a few bumps in the road. But
right.
They can usually overcome them just based on pure talent, and the bumps come in different ways. And I think the bumps will be because of Caleb in a lot of ways. Sometimes maybe the defense, just depends on the game. But, you know, and I don't think they'll have a ton of games like that. I think maybe 2 or 3, and they'll get through them. But then they'll get smashed in the playoffs.
Probably, because defense, they still have to – we don't know what their defense
is. Well, I think they match up terribly with Ohio State.
Or Bama.
Ohio State's pass rush.
Or Bama.
Well, Bama. Definitely Bama. I mean, you don't think anybody matches up good with Bama.
No, I think Georgia does again because I think Georgia's that talented. But
I think if you could say, hey, one game you could have going into the year, I'll tell you right now, I want to see Clemson play USC. Just blunt. Now, by the end of the year, I could say I don't want to see either of them ever again the rest of my life. But right now, that would be the number one I'd be most excited if I could just put any game together right now.
Ooh, if I had one game I could put together, and you're talking about in week one? Right out of the chute?
Yes, exactly. That changes everything, too. Just the anticipation of seeing, is Ugalele going to play quarterback like a quarterback or what?
I would like to see, if I could see one game right out of the chute, I would like to see Ohio State play USC. Just to
Rose
see
Bowl.
What...
In
just,
the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, in the Rose Bowl. Just to see what USC... had on defense, because I know Ohio State's going to roll it on offense this year, but yep. I'd like to see that. I think that would be a hell of a game. So next week we'll break down, you know, we'll
a lot
do this
more of that article.
Yeah, we'll go in. We'll get into running backs and a couple other positions. But the you know you had to get into the quarterbacks. It's crazy. These are it's pretty good. Like you said, it's a very good. I mean, they break it down by every position and defense. I'm going to be anxious when we get into some of these defensive players too.
Well, and then as soon as we're done with this podcast, Skippy, you're going to post out a tweet of what matchup you would pick, you know, to see what the fans think, see what our peeps think, and just, you know, what matchup would they put together if they could put up
week one.
Two college teams week one.
Week one.
Yep.
A lot of people will say Bama and someone. I didn't want to say Bama.
That's the point of the poll, Rick, or not even a poll, just a question. I just want to see. We might get 35 people with different matchups. I mean, I just want to see what everybody thinks.
I'm very interested this year to see your boys USC. I really am.
But they one thing been on that QB list, why was Dorian from UCLA? So he was like 35. There was a few, but he was the big one too on that list. Like, what has he done to be so disrespected? He's put up ungodly. He's put up incredible eye-popping numbers. I don't know what there is. Not that I love him, but you know he's made me chippies in the past. I mean, I like to bet on him every now and then, and he scores a lot. I don't know what's he done wrong.
I don't know, but we're getting into week zero right now. Talk to me on week zero. Talk to me. What do you got?
A lot of.
How about Nevada right out of the chute, which is Friday, August? So literally 3 weeks from this Friday, you'll have, which is unbelievable. You'll have Nevada at New Mexico State, 12.5. Now, like you said, Carson Strong gone, but still laying 12 and a hook on the road.
Well, I'm not taking any points with New Mexico in week one. How about that? I don't want to say another word about it. You cannot play this game and take the points. What else is there? I can't stress enough. If you hear or read about, New Mexico had this transfer and this guy, and that, this is a great week zero game because you either bet they get hammered or you don't bet this game until you see them play.
How about this game starting to creep on me? It's creeping. How about Wyoming getting 11 at Illinois? I'm just telling you, that's the type of game that Illinois, you think they're going to come out and hammer. Maybe they will, but Wyoming's that type of team, plays good defense, has athletes on offense, runs the ball a lot, burns that clock if they get going. I'm just saying that's a game that I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but it's definitely one that's jumping out.
I don't like teasers at all in week one of NFL. Teasers in week one of college in the same game teaser, like that game is ripe for the pick and for an under and whatever side you like, because I think that game will go under naturally. But I think there's some value to me in taking the home team. You know, Illinois, they should have a real crowd advantage. They take their football pretty serious for a school that gets pounded a lot. Week one, I'll take the under and tease them down to as low as I can, you know, 6-point teaser.
So you'll go up to 50.5, go under that.
Oh, then, for sure.
And then take Illinois and lay the 4.
Oh, you know how Wyoming is scoring-wise. They're all and Illinois is shoddy. You know, they're hit or miss, too, on the scoreboard. So they'll definitely go under 50.
Now, how about this game in week one? I have a feeling that Tennessee just absolutely decimates Ball State. I mean, just decimates them.
Is it still 31 and a hook?
It's such a big number, but when you close your eyes, what score do you – just close – throw me out a score. Realistic. First
45
week.
To 10.
Winner.
That's really what I would – I mean, 45.
That's what I'm saying. And I was going to say – I was even going to say 52-17.
Yeah, 52-17. Yeah, I like that. How could I not like that for one? I mean, I don't know how you could not like that. But the problem is it is week one, but if they were on the road, yeah. I mean, I couldn't even think about it.
I know it's week one, but Heupel, they just roll it there with Hooker and Heupel. And Ball State, you know, I don't know. That's a big number. Might cut that in half. The total's 68. Now, that's an interesting first half. Of course, they'll bump it up to 35.5. But if they left that under 30, because you could just see Tennessee coming out and hammering them first half 28-7. 31-7, something like that. Well,
week one? Oklahoma State's going to come out and absolutely smash Central Michigan.
Are they? They've been letting people down the last couple of years, not scoring, man. Haven't been scoring.
It's a new year. Okay. Last year they had the second, I would say second or third best defense in the country. I thought the three premier, I think there was only three in my opinion last year. And the three premier top defenses last year were Clemson, them, and Georgia.
Clemson.
And you saw that, like, even when Michigan played Georgia, they gave up 50, you know, whatever it was, they gave up a crazy amount. I mean, they, you know, there was only three that really shut them people down all year long: Oklahoma State, Clemson, and
I would agree. And I even said earlier that and I was probably wrong, I thought that NC State's was the most underrated. I would probably say you just nailed it. I think Oklahoma State by far, because NC State's was way underrated as well, because they were really good. But I would say Oklahoma State, because now I think about you saying that. Yeah, nobody scored on them almost
all year.
And now they didn't have a great offense last year, but even with that, they still had a chance to win, to go to. Did they go to the Big 12 championship? No, they had a chance to win the Big 12. No, go. They had a chance to beat Oklahoma to go to the Big 12 championship. But point, like you said, shutting everyone. Now, I haven't looked at their offense hard enough yet. What?
Oh, they got the same kid at quarterback who's only going to be better. And if he, you know, he's another one of those, just like the kid that, you know, Caleb Williams, in your opinion, with his decision making sometimes, you know, how it can be up or down. He's the same exact way. He's got all the talent in the world. I like him. Sanders, you know, he's getting disrespected on that list also. You know, when he's hot, he's really, really good. I'm trying to see the date on my game. I got to look my game up, my go-to. But I think is that considered second week or week
two? Are you talking about Coastal?
Yes.
Coastal Army, I believe. I'm looking it up right here.
September 3rd.
I'm pretty sure it's September 3rd.
So yeah. It's still considered week one. That's the number one big
goal. It is. That's a 7 p.m. Eastern game.
Well, that's the number one. That's my number one game. I'll say it now. Say it next show. Whenever we talk about week one.
Hey, by the way, number one play down to three. Remember what it was a week ago? The spread.
Honestly,
I thought you said it was seven.
All I could think about with that. Okay. No, listen. It's all just money in my mind because I love the matchup. We've broken it down before. Coastal runs a triple option just out of different formations than Army does. They don't, you know. It's not they've been preparing for them all offseason. No, that's what they've done for years now, 3-4 years, whatever it's been now.
Is it your game of the weekend, the first weekend, two weekends by far?
Hell yeah.
The line has come down three.
Nothing. What do I always tell you about my big ones? My fucking locks. What do I say? If I'm worried about the spread, I shouldn't bet that game, because if you're betting a big load of cash, real dinero, and you're worried about a half a point and a point and all these sharps and all these professionals say, well, you didn't get a good number and all that bullshit. You shouldn't be betting on a game that you think is going to come down to 1 point or 2 points or 3 points or 4 points, or you're a fucking idiot. True or false?
Well, when you're doing what you like to do when you roll it, oh, hell yeah.
Right. I mean, I think that's the number one frustrating thing about our industry, so to speak. If you want to be a handicapper, you want to be a pro and all this, there's this mindset out there, and you read it from these snobs on Twitter who have the blue check marks, and they say, well, you know, all these analytics and, oh, if you just win 54% of the time. If you win 54% of the time and 99 of your bets were $100 and one bet out of that same percentage was $10,000. Does any of that nonsense matter? No. The one $10,000 bet is all that matters. So my point is, people, if you're unloading on a game like I would if I was the old Edge, like last year's Edge, it would be on Coastal to smash Army by double digits.
I love it. I love it. I actually like that play. I'm surprised. I'm surprised it's coming down, though. I did, like you said, not only do they run the offense, but
McCall has a pulse, he's going to put up 50 on them.
Yeah. because Army definitely, and the thing about Coastal is they have athletes coming out of their ass every year now.
You should see their transfer list this year. It's incredible.
That's what I'm saying. You know, Army, unlike Coastal, really doesn't get to benefit much from the transfer portal for sure. I mean, nothing like a normal school. I don't even know if they can take them, but if they can.
You can, that's a rare bird there.
That's what I mean. It's not going to be like the normal schools. No. Like a team like Coastal might surprise you this year. Because if they get 8 to 10 good transfer, you know, guys on the transfer portal, I mean,
McCall is one of the best quarterbacks in college football this year
that nobody knows about for real.
And even the ones that do still disrespect him to some extent. They say, well, he's at this school or that's, you know, it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't matter.
How about my Houston play? Now I think they're going to smash him just like what you said. I think it shouldn't even matter. But it's already, people are just hammering it. It's already up. It's already up 2.5 points. It's up to 6. It was 4.5. No, so now it's.
Is that your favorite one? Reiterate that game again.
Houston is at Texas Santo. I believe Houston, like I said, is last year's Cincinnati, but we'll find out in week 1 because that's a team in San Antonio. I think that Texas Antonio has the Harris quarterback back, but Texas San Antonio, they'd give up a ton of points this year.
They did all year.
Yeah, they gave up a ton of points last year, all year. 2 years ago, their defense was better, San Antonio. I just think Houston, I just feel like Houston has the athlete. Now, it is a week 1 game, and we know how that goes in week 1, but I still think they roll them. The other one
they do get Harris back, and they were the darling team of last year. They crept all year long and were real, you know, for their level of competition.
Oh, they were undefeated most of the year.
So
we'll watch that one. We'll.
But is that your number one? Because obviously, arguably the biggest game is, Utah and Florida is a huge game. We can get into that a little more next week, the real big games. But just from an overall value and what you like the best, is that your go-to like mine is with Coastal? The only thing is with that one, it's a road game. And I would say possibly
my go-to might be something in the Maryland Buffalo game.
Freak.
Yeah. No,
he's a freak. What'd you say? Basketball?
No, I see nothing. I see Buffalo absolutely not even attempting to shut down Maryland. No way. Now Maryland has Bobo's gonna way too many athletes.
There's the parlay, people. Over in the Maryland. Don't overthink it. That's his game of the week, people. Week 1 coming out with a banger. Over parlay.
Not sure if it's going to be the over, but it might be the Maryland team total, baby. I'm going to tell you that right now because they are going to score and score quite often on Buffalo. On that note, we're wrapping it till next week. We'll be back next Tuesday. This show will drop tomorrow morning, drive time. Anything else? Are you good?
I'll be less tired. I'll have a better situation in my life. As you can see, I'll get this office together. I'll get this house together and I'll be fresh and ready to pick fatties.
Yeah, and I'll be back from Florida.
Please. Oh yeah. Hey, Florida boy, have a tan. Skippy. Yeah, have a tan. Boy. You know, you ain't getting no tan in Colorado.
Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.